Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by for news. Back home again in Indiana. A big thank you to Timothy Hill, who you say did an excellent job. I would concur. So good to have brothers and sisters in Christ ready to jump in and help, and Timothy's our go-to guy on Hello World. Thanks so much, Timothy. Back home again in Indiana, what does that mean? Stop this spiritual bus. I want to get off for a moment and have a cup of coffee. Since finding out we're going to be associated with Southwest Radio Church, doing a lot of things for them, it has been wild. Haven't been on an airplane for a while. That was a trip. More ways than one. 8 hours out, 8 hours back, Oklahoma City. I mean, with all those layovers too, wearing that mask. Got sicker than a dog, if that's possible. Wow. Most I've ever wore that thing is a few minutes in the grocery store, but you better wear it. They got after so many people on the airplane, and what a mess. Control. That's another story. Anyway, you pray for us. They've given us all of 5 weeks to complete our book on the spirit world. Believe God's going to use that in a big way. Meetings coming up in Denver, Columbus, Ohio, Fort Wayne, Indiana, Las Vegas, Nevada. It is a whirlwind tour. We recorded and recorded and recorded more out in Oklahoma City. Great team out there at Southwest Radio Church. Thrilled to be a part of all that's going on there. The news, nothing's changed, never will. Till Jesus comes. Minneapolis erupted again, looting, riots, yesterday after an officer fatally shot a man during a traffic stop just 10 miles from where Derek Chauvin had George Floyd pinned to the ground. The Minnesota National Guard was activated to quell what, devolved into violent demonstrations over the fatal officer shooting of a 20-year-old Dante Wright earlier on Sunday in the city of Brooklyn Center, located on the border of Minneapolis. Dateline, Hawaii, high-ranking naval officer there barricaded himself into a luxury resort after firing at staff through his hotel room door, shooting himself dead early Sunday after a 10-hour standoff. The man, reportedly a lieutenant commander stationed there, first shot through his door at the Kahala Hotel and Resort in Honolulu when security knocked on his door at 6 p.m. Saturday. Gunfire erupted, hundreds of people evacuated, many huddling in makeshift safety rooms in the ballroom, getting food, drinks, and blankets as they huddled for the 10 hours. Ended up in death. It seems so much of the crazy starts in California. A California high school teacher caught on camera berating students for their parents' collective push to end remote learning and return children to their classrooms full-time, which is the way to go, regardless of what anyone thinks. You gotta do it. In a video shared on Facebook, San Marcos High School teacher Elisa Pribro can be heard raising her voice at several seniors during a virtual lesson over Zoom. Now, who hasn't heard of Zoom? The lady who teaches English appears to be referencing an ongoing lawsuit launched by a coalition of parents against Governor Gavin Newsom and six North County school districts seeking an ease to these COVID restrictions and a return to the classroom. Get back at it. Local unions say doing so would constitute judicial overreach. What a mess. If your parent wants to talk to me about their profession, she said, and their opinion on their profession, I would love to hear. Oh, it got a little testy, but this is happening all over America. Knock it off. Get back to school. Control, control, control. What say you, Dr. Fauci? We so depend on your every word. Well, he told us they found a variant now that evades the test for COVID. He wants you to know that you may be sick with no illness that has no symptoms and cannot be verified with any kind of test to confirm that you even have it. What? That's why you still need to wear that mask. Now think about this. Good grief, Charlie Brown. Ever been in a pillow fight? Of course you have. Dateline Palm Beach, Florida. This could be called the Great Pillow Fight of 2021. David Hogg, you remember him. He's quitting the battle, no longer wishing to be a pillow hog. The gun control activist, student during the 2018 Valentine's Day massacre at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. We all remember that. Well, he's announced now he's leaving the company that he co-founded to compete against Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy, noted for his strong support of President Donald Trump. This guy is, always has been, probably always will be, a lefty nutcase. It was only back in February when Cameron Caskey, the co-founder of the anti-gun March for Our Lives in Washington, D.C., called his schoolmate Hogg and his progressive pillow push just embarrassing. Yeah. So there's now a big fight even among the lefties. What is happening in the world today? Is Jesus coming soon? Yeah. So what do you think, Mike Lindell, back to Palm Beach? He's got a new social media site. It's called Frank. It's Frank. It's going to debut this week, according to the inventor there of MyPillow. Mm-hmm. Last Tuesday, Lindell on Gab, another free speech site. Are you on that yet? Said coming next week, a social media platform like no other in America. As of Sunday night, the site was displaying a coming soon page and had this message. Free speech is one of the hallmarks of our constitutional republic, as enshrined in the Bill of Rights. It's no coincidence that nations that have free speech also have a free enterprise system and freedom of religion. Inversely, he says, nations that deny free speech, tread upon the free enterprise system and the freedom of religion, are in trouble. Americans, you want to be free. Americans are craving news and information that is not filtered through the radical worldview of today's liberal lefty media intelligentsia and the deep state actors. Oh, this is good. Frank, huh? Yeah, just like the name, Frank, the voice of free speech, will be the platform for Americans who want to defend life, liberty, and all the freedoms that have marked America as the longest-running constitutional republic in the history of the world. Well, gee, just a few sentences there. Won me over. How about you? Can we be frank? That's pretty cool. So I shared a few things, as I usually do in my church, about the world today. Hello, world. And the use of fetal cells in COVID-19 vaccines. What? Some people said, are you serious? You knew that, didn't you? James Dobson, the founder of the James Dobson Family Institute and the host of Family Talk Radio now, and an advisor on faith issues to, well, a bunch of presidents, says it's good, it's really good, that American ingenuity, led by President Trump's Operation Warp Speed, works so fast to develop COVID-19 vaccines. Okay, now what? However, there it is, the big however, there is a problem that Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca are using fetal cell lines. We and the Ministry of James Dobson Family Institute and all who are pro-life must demand that the researchers and the producers of these vaccines put every possible effort into developing alternative cell lines that do not depend in any way on the use of human fetal tissue. Well, that goes without saying. But then there are those of us, no matter what you do with that, we're not getting the vaccine. Maybe you. Oh, yeah, everybody's different, aren't we? More news right after this important message. Speaking about different, when is the last time you heard a demonic message in your church? Probably not, because 95% of all pastors in America really don't know much about demonic activity and how to help those who have it. And the main reasons are, and we're going to share this in our book, Invisible War on the Saints, there's a great fear factor. There's a great, come on, the demons are coming if we do this thought process. It's really bad. And as a result, there are people today, probably in your church, to one degree or another, suffering from some bondage of the enemy. Now, whether that thing's inside or outside or upside down really doesn't matter. It is just like the government today trying to control you. And the battle, as Tim LaHaye said how many decades ago, the battle is in the mind. The two main weapons of Satan, the lie, that's really all he has, and the idea that somehow he can scare the fire out of you. He's very good at both. Don't let it happen, beloved. You pray about our book coming out, and God will use it in a mighty way. And then our second book that we're already working on, The New America, A Flood of Evil. God's just so good, and things sometimes happen so fast. My son said on Friday night, "You know, Dad, the only one thing wrong with all of this?" I said, "What's that, son?" "Well, why couldn't this have happened 10, 15 years ago, when you were younger and could really crank this stuff out?" Do you believe that God's timing is perfect? So do I. He makes no mistakes. Couldn't have done any of this, I don't think, 10 or 15 years ago. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways you acknowledge God. He's going to take care of business in your life, beloved. Isn't that great? This Christian walk is great. Hey, are there people you just don't like asking for a friend? First, Democratic Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer told Michigan residents that traveling to Florida was to be avoided due to the dangers of becoming infected with the pandemic, COVID-19. Then, a top aide went vacationing in the Sunshine State and posted pictures of the trip that were pulled down from social media after her trip was revealed. Tricia Foster, the state's chief operating officer, made no secret of her trip to Siesta Keys, Florida, posted pictures on Facebook. In big trouble today. How wonderful. Yeah. Are there people, let me ask again, are there people that you just don't like? Back to, we were there, right? The pandemic. Here in the state, I think there's 5 universities in the state of Indiana. You will not be going to school there in the days ahead unless you have proof of your vaccine. How many months ago did I warn you about this one? And they say they're really looking at it. The airlines looking at it. I wonder what it's going to be like driving to Las Vegas and Denver. Just thinking out loud. And stuff like this just puts your world and mine into a tizzy. Dr. Michael Yeadon, Pfizer's former vice president and chief scientist for allergy and respiratory, spent 32 years in the industry leading new medicines research and retired from that pharmaceutical giant with the most senior research position in his field. He addressed the demonstrably false propaganda from governments in response to COVID-19, including the big lie of all of these dangerous variants, the totalitarian potential for vaccine passports, and the strong possibility we are dealing with is an absolute conspiracy, which could lead to something far beyond the carnage experienced in the wars and the massacres of the 20th century. Well, amen, doctor. Somebody who's got a brain and isn't afraid to speak out. How about that? What is it again? Tell me again, doctor. A lie about the dangerous variants and the strong possibility here we're dealing with a conspiracy. Duh. Now, when I share this with you, some of you are going to say, where is he coming from? What an old-timer talking about old days. It certainly isn't the new America. Got that right. The masculine American male, where is he? It's a dying breed in our country. We've been told far too long now that violence is never, ever the answer. We've been told that it's cruel to kill our own food. We've been conditioned at a nation, and anything you hear 17 times in a row, your mind will accept as a fact, so how about hearing it hundreds of times? You're conditioned to believe that there's no place in modern society for the man who refuses to shave his chest and wear skinny jeans. As a man, you are a protector. As a man, you are a provider. As a man, you are solely responsible for the safety and the well-being of your family. Read your Bible. How can you be a good husband if you can't defend your wife? How can you be a good dad if you can't protect your children? Remember, the eyes of the children are on you, sir. You serve as an example of what young men should grow up to be and what young women should seek out in a marital partner. So, grow your beard. Wear your boots, eat that steak, carry that knife, where's my gun? Protect your woman, fight for what is right and just, be strong, be of good courage. Long live the masculine American male. Can I get an amen? How soon before it crosses the border? Oh, not from Mexico, from Canada. We talked about this in church yesterday. Alarming. Hundreds of Canadian Christians gathered on Sunday at the Grace Life Church. Ever heard of it? It's in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada. Government officials shut down that church for allegedly violating public COVID-19 health orders. Authorities put a chain-link fence around the church to prevent that house of worship from reopening last week. Yesterday, worshippers tore down the barricades, but were quickly met by a large contingent of 200 riot police. Welcome to the New Canada. Alberta Health Services physically closed the Grace Life Church, preventing access to the building. AHS said the church would remain closed until the Grace Life Church can demonstrate, get this, Christian, until you can demonstrate the ability to comply with Alberta's chief medical officer's health restrictions. The Royal Canadian Mounted Police even closed off any access to roads to get to the church. Is this really possible? Not only is it possible, it's happening, my friend. About 400 church members gathered outside of the church since they couldn't get in. Nope. They sang hymns and listened to Bible readings outside of the building. But I'm telling you, is this something to pray about? Is this demonic in these last days? You betcha. But it is the future. Not only in Canada, it's coming to America. And you'll either laugh or cry at the mentality of this one. Dateline New Orleans. A woman there working as a 9-11 dispatcher for the Jefferson Parish Sheriff's Office is accused of refusing to return more than $1.2 million, mistakenly deposited into her bank account. Kellen Spadoni, 33, of Harvey, arrested Wednesday, charged with theft valued at over $25,000, bank fraud, illegal transmission of monetary funds, and on and on. How could you possibly believe for one second something mistakenly put in your bank account is in any way, shape, or form you? She's been fired after she was arrested. You think? This dear lady undoubtedly born and raised in Moronville. Where is my Bible? Right after this important message. Thanking God again this Monday for Christian Radio. Never more so after traveling out to Oklahoma City and seeing a work that's been in operation there for some, how many years? 1933 things began. Dr. David Weber, it was fantastic getting to meet some of the people out there. Larry Spargimino, Evangelist James Collins, William Faulkner, Dr. William Faulkner, just some really neat things happening. Christian radio around America, beloved, at this time in your life, it's getting worse every day. What to believe? Who to believe? Go to those teachers that are solid, that have been there and done it right in the past. They'll do it right in the future, and everybody can fall. My, how we have seen that as of late. Yep. Does it coincide with the Word of God? What do you think? If so, you stick to that. But again, I thank God for radio stations just like this one that we're on today, giving him all the glory and all the honor and all the praise, and excited to be able to say we're going to be heard sooner or later in over 300 radio stations across America. Thank you, Lord. So I've been asked so many times in just the last few days about our book on the spirit world. Why? The big why is because a lot of people need help. Maybe you. Luke 4:18 there. What did Jesus do? He came to heal the brokenhearted. Do you know anybody like that? And he came to set the captives free. Let's be Christians. Yeah. How do they need to be set free? Are they captured? Absolutely. And one of those things has to do with that spirit. How far can he go? What can he do? You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, first 10 verses there, Paul's writing about an experience that he had when he was caught up into the third heaven. He explains that the event was so glorious for him that it was necessary, oh, that God allowed an affliction so that he would not be overcome with pride, which is one of the greatest problems in the church today. And concerning this affliction, I want you to get this. Paul wrote, "And because of the surpassing greatness of the revelations, for this reason, to keep me from exalting myself," we need that, "there was given to me a thorn in the flesh." You have heard this 100 times, right? Oh, but did you really recognize what was being said here? A messenger of Satan. A messenger. Now, what do you suppose that was? That messenger came to buffet me to keep me from exalting myself. What was Paul's thorn there in the flesh? I used to say, well, a blindness or at least a vision problem. That was where many men have settled. Scholars speculate. No one knows for sure. Who was Satan's messenger sent as a thorn? A demon? That seems reasonable to me. That's a reasonable assumption. A messenger. Plain, literal understanding of the Bible. Of course, unless you want to reject that because it so offends a person that he allows his subjective opinions to circumvent the Word of God in its plain and simple teaching. I mean, it's literal, historical, grammatical interpretation we're talking about. Ironically, the person willing to interpret or reinterpret a biblical text because of his commitment to a particular subjective ideology. You following me so far? Maybe taught in your church. It's okay. It's often the same person who will proclaim that this type of textual manipulation represents an exegesis that really isn't there. Proverbs 23:7, fantastic verse. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. I helped an individual in counseling yesterday, told me some of the most bizarre things were actually happening to him. It wasn't. I told him it was a lie, but he believed it was the truth. Therefore, to him, it's the truth. What a message we're going to bring to you in our new book on the spirit world, my friend. What does Jesus have to say in his word? Do we understand what he's saying? Believers, the battle is in your mind. That's where the war takes place, this invisible war, right there in your mind. I was talking to someone who is an expert, if there is such a thing, on demonology. What do you want to call it? Can a person be demonized? Are you oppressed? Are you possessed? Anyway, I just said, if I were to boil this thing down into a sentence or maybe just a key verse where we could really win in this thing, what do you think that would be, Doc? You know what he told me? Pretty simple, Greg. James 4:7, submit. Oh, really? Submit to God. Are you doing that today? Submit, submit, submit. Keep saying that, all right? That's number one. Then number two, resist, resist, resist. What? The devil, his demons, their message to your mind. The liars are after you. So I'm really submitting? Yes. I'm really rejecting, resisting? Yes, I am. What's going to happen? I think God's word says pretty simple. The devil will flee from you. Isn't that what we're trying to do here? Why not give that a go today? And finally, how about this one? You've heard it before, or kind of. If it looks like a duck, walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, according to the fat checkers, it's a squirrel. Oh, I gotta laugh sometimes before I cry. You've been listening to Hello World. I'm Greg Patton. News, information, comment, all kinds of stuff. Tell others about the broadcast. Join me on Facebook. Thank you. Greg, Jerry G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Do it right now. Greg Patton, God bless. Good day.